Hey guys, it's Sonia here. How are you? Welcome, welcome to another edition of the I Am Show. I am Sonia Janice, your hostess with the mostest. So today I was recently inspired by another fellow podcaster who was actually putting on her makeup while she was talking, and I thought that was brilliant. Because I mean, really, podcasting is having a singular conversation with an audience listening, so you could really be doing something else. So I decided I will touch up my paintings today as I'm talking. I think that's all I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to focus on recreating, but touching up, because that's what I'm kind of thinking. This is a little bit about touching up our thoughts, touching up summer. Now, if I can remember this at the end of the episode. Touching up our lives just a little bit more. And I'm not talking about putting rouge on just to brighten yourself up. No, I'm talking about drinking the full 8 ounces of water times six or eight throughout the day. Or even more than that, maybe you're doing liters of it as you should be. Half your body weight in ounces, remember, folks, especially if you're trying to lose weight. Especially if your joints are making noises. If your joints are making noises, water actually lubricates your joints. And we don't think about that when we think about why we're drinking water. Plus, we're drinking hydration, just simple, pure water with nothing in it, which means we are certainly offering energy to our body. Doing whatever you can to touch up your life, right? So, what does your summer look like so far? What experiences have you done? What did you want to do? Because I'm recording this in the last week of August, 2025. No, 2026. Whew. That's how you know you're old, is when you forget the year you're in. And why that matters is, well, I haven't done a lot of podcasts over the summer. Trying to do a few more. So if you're new, welcome. I was going once a week. Then I got other areas of my life to focus on for the last couple of years. And then things changed. And now I have a little bit more time. So I'm trying to get back to podcasting. I kind of have a goal. I'll be honest. So if you're listening to this, I would love your help. If you're listening to this episode, or perhaps you've listened to any of my others, if you could please, please, please give me a review, it's going to help me be seen by the algorithm. It's going to help the messages that I share be noticed with the right people that are looking for these messages. And that's going to help me fill my cup even more by being able to share what it is I love to do. Sorry about that. I kind of took a couple seconds there in silence. I do apologize. I took a call. I wanted to take a call for my daughter, and I didn't. But I hesitated and I thought about it. So, there's a little real life moment that happened right there for y'all. It happens to the best of us. It really, really does. We were talking about life. We were talking about touching up your summer. And what that looks like. And what does that look like to you? I know for me, I want to catch the sunset at night. I have not gone to the beach to watch the sunset at night yet this summer. That is certainly something I want to do. I also want to take my grandson to a water park. That is also something I want to do. These things have yet to have been accomplished on my list this summer. I have a week before he goes back to school. He's my little, I don't know, playmate. He's just so fun at six. He's just such a joy. But watching the sunset from the beach, how does that sound? A little magical, right? So I do want to do those things. There's a few more things I wanted to do as well. But I'm more interested in hearing. So if you're hearing this comment, what is it that you still want to do this summer? Oh, I remember what I want to do. I wanted to host a bunch of people and have like a dinner party, picnic table style. I think that would be beautiful over the summer. But I have yet to do that. So there is a couple of things I still want to do this season that I'm not sure if when, how they're going to happen. But I do know that I'm going to do my best to make them happen because that means I'm touching up my summer. And I want to touch up my summer. So I'm also touching up my health and fitness. I've started with Conquest. Oh, I forget what it's called. Conquest something. And it's about racing. It's about chasing medals and hardware again. It's about seeing what you're capable of. It's about, yeah, seeing what you're capable of. So for those that don't know, I used to be a triathlete. I've done four tries in my life. So a try is shorter distance of running, cycling, and swimming. Loved it. Loved everything about it. I loved training for multi-sports events. I was actually waiting for my ankles to get better, because years ago they were kind of written off for a while from all the training. Then they healed, and then I think God had other plans with my health or slowed me down. But what I've learned recently, and again, it's Conquest something or other, and it's a way where you can actually sign up for events. You do them online, so they're virtual. It's honor code, but it's not really because you're using your watch or your phone to track your steps. And they sincerely mail you out a medal at the end. Guys, you should see this medal. It's so cool. So today I've already decided I'm going out on a date tonight. So I'm kind of dressed and ready. I'll show you my outfit in a minute. It's weird. It's weird that there's a full camera and you're only seeing half of me, but it's the way it's set up on that paper towel roll, which was pretty smart of me, if I do say so myself. So, another thing, I'm touching up. So not just my health and fitness, not just my summer, not just my artwork as we're talking, but not just my outfits. Okay, I better show you. The pants are big. I asked my kids to get me a smaller size pant. You really can't see here, but they're big here. So even rolled up, but they are totally Mamma Mia style with a, oh my gosh, brown cami. I'll take some pictures and show them a little bit later. So I did ask my kids to go get another pair of pants a bit smaller for me to see if they'd fit better, which is hard to believe. Because, topping up my mindset or touching up my mindset is the next thing. And this is what I really wanted to speak with you about. I touched on this earlier. And, for years, I've been sitting and healing. I've been spending a lot of time healing and resting. And whether I like it or not, this has been my story. And the part of it that is my story is that it ruled my life, my medications, my sleeping, my relationships. There's been so many twists and turns that I really thought I was just laying in bed, taking care of my health and nothing more. I did not realize that by laying in bed, playing on my phone, and continuing with my branding, continuing to get my message out there, continuing to share my stories, continuing to interview the most amazing, amazing people that are normal, just like you and I. They walk this earth. They've experienced the same things. They've lived life. And those are the people I love interviewing. So You know what else I've noticed? I grew my brand. Throughout all of this time, I grew my brand. More people know about me. More people have resources in their hands, whether it be my fashion over 50 and some really cute outfits at your fingertips for those 50-year-olds who are neural spicy like I am and can make their own choices when it comes to clothes and things not touching and things being fluid and things flowing and not understanding why all of a sudden your patterns change, your life has changed so much when it comes to comfort. And how ultimately, no matter what word you use, that's the feeling you're going for. You could have $20,000 in your bank account and it could be dropped in there and you're not expecting it. And maybe you think it'll solve a lot of your problems. Guarantee you it won't. Those problems are deep inside. Those problems get solved by a sense of accomplishment. For those that are listening who think they're not doing anything, but they're also doing the work behind the scenes, the work like podcasting or uploading to YouTube or putting more thoughts into writing a new book, for instance. These are all creative endeavors that the world needs. I've created Fashion Over 50 pieces because of my wardrobe and having to be in bed and what I'm choosing to wear and why and when. And that's not all of it. I've given away so many resources and toolkits, a 5-minute habit tracker, a way of expressing gratitudes that you didn't realize that was completely different, helping you stay accountable and on track, helping you release what's in mind so you can follow through with your creativity and release it on paper. So again, I don't have those numbers, but I can tell you, I'm sure in some areas I have made a significant impact in my branding. I will dig and do the homework. So I want you to think, just because you feel like you're sitting around, just because you feel like time's wasting. I did a newsletter on that not that long. Well, I guess it was a couple years ago now, and it was funny because Johnny Cash inspired me with "Time's wasting," and that's where that just came from. If you know a regular, amazing woman that should be interviewed on my show, you know how I do them. And if you don't, pop over and listen to a heart to heart. It is literally two people having a candid conversation together, listening, conversing, almost like we're sitting down to have tea, sitting down on the couch together. I want that for you. If you know somebody, if you're interested, definitely reach out to me. Definitely. Let me know the qualities as to why you think this person's amazing and should be on the show. So, I've asked for a review. I've asked you what areas of your life you're touching up. And that time is passing. And now, for people for my show, for my podcast, y'all know I don't mind being by myself. But here's the kicker: this girl's got goals. And when I found out I made number 34 in Canada for female entrepreneurs, for women entrepreneurs. Woman, female, same thing. But when you research it, it's under woman or female now, I don't know. Regardless, you'll find me. And I want to move that needle for next year. I want to be a little bit closer to the top, to number one. So the only way I can do that is have amazing people listen to my show and amazing people on my show. Yes, I sell my artwork. Yes, I will answer all of your questions. All you have to do is DM me, SONYAJANISSE at gmail.com. Okay, so I said DM, but I meant email. And what's next? What is next? My Fashion Over 50. Okay, so that piece is completely free. I will include the link in here for you to download it. It's a completely free download. Take a look at some of the ideas. There's another piece coming out, and I want to hear from you. How are you touching up your life this summer? Have a good day.